Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where right now you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or check this out. You can enjoy 60 months with no interest for a limited time. They have fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I noticed when we got here this morning, and we've kind of alluded to it a little bit already, Kelly seems like she's extra peppy today. Like there's an extra pep in her step. She's happier today.
You know when you're in one of those funks, and then you get a call from a friend, and they're like, either it's a call or they say, hey, let's go out to dinner. And then you go, and then afterwards you feel refreshed, like a different perspective, like, okay, I can do this. Okay, why was I in a funk? Okay, she made so much sense. That happened to me last night, and I just feel better. It's like I want to meet with her once a week.
It almost makes it sound like you met with a therapist.
Well, actually, what's funny, though, what's funny is she is a psychologist.
Is she really?
Well, what's the other one?
Psychiatrist.
Yes, that one.
What's the difference?
She's an actual doctor.
One can prescribe medicine, the other can't.
She can prescribe medicine.
Really?
Yeah.
So which one can do it?
A psychologist cannot.
Correct. What do? They just get to sit there and listen to you?
They talk to you. And I think a psychiatrist does the same thing, but they can prescribe medicine.
Yeah, they have
for
more
you.
Medical experience.
And your friend was, again, a psychiatrist or psychologist?
Mm-hmm. Psychiatrist.
So she can prescribe medication.
Yes, but that's not why I'm
happier. What she was doing at dinner. I'm writing you a prescription right now for 15 different things.
Did you see there was a big deal earlier this year in Psychiatrist Daily that was talking about how psychiatrists were supposed to find one person in need and meet with them once
Brandon.
A week?
Oh, Brandon!
I read about that. Amazing stuff.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so today is Wednesday. It's June the 13th of 2018, and storms rolled through K-Fine Country last night, downing trees and power lines in Jonesboro, Paragould, and in Walnut Ridge, and the cleanup will continue today.
President Donald Trump has accepted an invitation to North Korea. The president has also invited North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to the United States.
And AT&T Inc. won approval from the U.S. court to buy Time Warner Inc. for $85 billion, wow, allowing AT&T to compete with internet companies that dominate digital advertising.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm highly debating going to Memphis today just on a mere chance that I might have the opportunity to bump into Kim Kardashian.
What? She's going to be in Memphis?
The story is that she's flying to Memphis to meet with Alice Johnson, the grandmother who was in jail. And she went to, you know, if you remember, Kim Kardashian went to Trump. And anyway, the woman's out of jail. So this, I guess the story is that Kim K will be flying into Memphis today at some point to meet with Alice.
Let's go to the airport and we can hold those signs, Kim Kardashian. And then we can like drive her around.
I think it would be awesome. So I told my mom last night, I told you my mom's this big fan of reality TV and she loves watching the E! News Network and she loves the Kardashians. And my mother's like, we should go.
Wow.
I'm like, she's the coolest 62-year-old woman I know. And my wife, who's 31, is rolling her eyes about it.
Oh, geez. You can't be rolling your eyes about that. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Dude, the selfie with Kim Kardashian, would that be the best?
Ooh,
you're talking I never want to be in a selfie with her.
Selfie? You wouldn't want to?
No.
Man, that might be the biggest one you could do.
I think it is. I really do. So, like, I might even message her this morning and offer to take her, I don't know, maybe the rendezvous?
Would that
be a good one? Like the rendezvous?
You can do that.
Would it be good to maybe take her to, I don't know, Topps Barbecue in Marion?
You could do
That'd
that.
Be good.
You can do that. Mm-hmm. You can take her to
Bill Street. Barbecue.
Hey, how about King Jerry Lawler's Bar and Grill?
Yeah.
That's it. For the win. Do it.
She could have dinner with Randy Hales.
Don't do that to her.
I don't know about that one.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
So Gotcha Gossip on Angelina Jolie. Now, it seems like forever that she and Brad Pitt filed for divorce. Or, well, she filed for divorce back in 2016.
Dang.
Okay, so, but they're still going through all of that stuff. And apparently, she's in danger of losing the primary custody of her kids. Mm. Now, she's got kids ranging in ages 16 or 9 to 16. So according to court documents, if she doesn't take steps to improve her relationship with Brad and improve how much they see him and their relationship, they're going to take some action in order to give him primary custody.
Wow.
Dang. Hey, got you gossip on Kim Kardashian. We told you she was probably flying to Memphis today. That's a pretty big story, right? But even bigger story for most of us is the fact that it looks like she met with the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, and the thing she brought up to him was she wanted an edit button on Twitter. And evidently, he's considering it because Kim Kardashian wants it.
Wow.
So, it's pretty big news, man.
Thank you, Kim. Well, we got you guys up on the engagement of Ariana Grande, and it just seems to be getting more ridiculous by the minute. Pete Davidson, who is the guy she's engaged with now, spent nearly $100,000 on the engagement ring.
Whoa.
And here's the kicker to me. He bought it last month. Tell me how much sense that makes.
What do you mean, how much sense that makes?
They just started dating last month.
Well, he's serious about this.
Maybe okay, they've been dating longer, and we just don't know that.
Is that a thing? I mean, to date somebody for a day? First date goes so well, you're going to marry him right there?
I mean, I'm telling you, sometimes you just want to lock it in.
But there are actually pictures
I wouldn't want her to get away. Would you?
It's
Ariana Grande.
Dude, I'd propose the minute I met her. Hey, Ariana, would you like to get married?
I mean, maybe you have a 1% chance, and she does say yes. Yeah. But there were pictures going back to June 2nd of her wearing the ring. So it looks like they got engaged right at the beginning of June.
Huh, that's wild.
It is a wild story.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, I know Brandon is very familiar with this concept in this restaurant, but in case you aren't, there is a restaurant called Twin Peaks.
Well, that's a good one, David.
It's
try to hang it on me and he messes it up.
Anyway.
Twin Peaks.
Anyway, it's called Twin Peaks Restaurant. It's a smaller chain, but it's on the same kind of level as a Hooters.
Hooters.
Can I get through this story? Please.
You know where I'd like to go eat today?
Hooters.
Go ahead, David.
Okay, so there was a lady who works at Twin Peaks, and she just got this job. I just said dob. She just got the... Don't spit that coffee out. Don't do it.
Why did I take a drink right in the middle of this?
Okay, so anyway, she just got this job, and on her first day, she ends up getting fired and getting arrested. Because
really?
Here she was, 34 years old, and on her first shift, she was skimming credit cards.
No.
Oh.
She was getting these numbers and stealing their credit card information, and a manager caught her doing it, and now she's been arrested for a felony count of unlawful use of a computer.
That's bad, man. Who does that? Especially when you probably have great tip money coming in at Twin Peaks.
Exactly, because I know you always tip well.
I do, but at places like that, it's all about the eye contact.
That is next.
No, look in the eyes if my wife's here. You know what I'm saying? It's like, girl comes to the table, you look at the floor.
That's it.
Can I have some fries, please?
I'll take the 12-piece wings.
Then I regret even going because it's like so weird. Anyway.
But anyway, you talk about bad things. They had another bad things happen about at this Twin Peaks. They had an issue of a chicken walking in and going to their bar.
Now that's just crazy.
At Twin Peaks?
Yeah. A chicken walked up and the bartender said, "Hey, we don't serve poultry." And the chicken said, "That's okay. I just want a drink."
So dumb.
There's more proof that people are crazy.